माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपदा शिला प्रभुपदा जय राधा माधव राधे जय नृसिंहदेव जय नृसिंहदेव जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद शिला प्रभुपाद की गौर प्रेमानंदे रीडिंग्स फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 9, Chapter 19. Today we are going to discuss text 5 and 6. Text 6 is on board and it's a long text. Okay, so before getting into the text, let us chant the auspicious invocation prayers. And I also seek the blessings of everyone assembled here. The chant, please repeat. निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलम् सुखमुखातमृतद्रवसंयुतम् पिबत भागवतं रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुविभावुकाः नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So there's text 5, I will read, it is not on board, so you don't have to repeat. So tirya kupa shushroni tam yeva chakame kila taya vrita samudviksya bahvayo jah kantakamini. Okay, then text 6 on board, please I'll chant, please repeat. Pivanam samshrulam preshtam पीवानं शंश्रुलं प्रेष्टं मिध्वांसं याभकोविदं मिध्वांसं याभकोविदं सयेको जवृषस्ताशं सयेको जवृषस्तासं बह्वीनां रतिवर्धनः बह्वीनां रतिवर्धनः रेमकाम गृहग्रस्त आत्मानं नावबुध्यत। रेमकाम गृहग्रस्त आत्मानं नावबुध्यत। पीवानां संश्रुलं प्रेष्टं मिध्वांसं याभकोविदं स एको जवृषस्तासं बह्वीनां रतिवर्धनः। रेमकामगृहग्रस्त आत्मानं नावबुध्यत। पीवानं संश्रुलं प्रेष्टं मिध्वांसं याभकोविदं स एको जवृषस्तासाम् बह्वीनां रतिवर्धनः। रेमकामगृहग्रस्त आत्मानं नावबुध्यत। पीवानं संश्रुलं प्रेष्टं मिध्वांसं याभकोविदम् स एको जवृषस्तासं बह्वीनां रतिवर्धनः। रेमकामगृहग्रस्त आत्मानं नावबुध्यत। पीवानां संश्रुलं प्रेष्टं मिध्वांसं याभकोविदं स एको जवृषस्तासां बह्वीनां रतिवर्धनः। रेमकामगृहग्रस्त आत्मानं नावबुध्यत। पीवानां संश्रुलं प्रेष्टं मिध्वांसं व्याभकोविदम् स एको व्रजष्टासां बह्वीनां रतिवर्धनः रेमे कामगृहग्रस्त आत्मानं नावबुध्यत। माताजी पीवानां संशुलं प्रेष्टं मिध्वांसं व्याभकोविदम् स एको जवृषस्तासम् रेम काम गृहग्रस्त आत्मानं नावबुध्यत। पीवानां संश्रुलं प्रेष्टं मिध्वांसं व्याभकोविदम् स एको जवृषस्तासां बह्वीनां रतिवर्धनः रेमे कामगृहग्रस्त आत्मानं नावबुध्यत। ओके, लेट्स सी द वर्ड टू वर्ड। पीवानं वेरी स्टाउट एंड स्ट्रांग, संशुलं हैविंग ए वेरी नाइस मुस्टाच एंड बियर्ड, प्रेष्टं फर्स्ट क्लास, मिध्वांसं एक्सपर्ट इन डिस्चार्जिंग सेमेन, याभकोविदं एक्सपर्ट इन द आर्ट ऑफ सेक्सुअल इंटरकोर्स, सह दट ही गोट एक अलोन, अजवृषः द हीरो ऑफ द गोट्स, तासाम of all the she goats, bakvinam, a great number, rativardhanaha, could increase the lusty desire, reme, he enjoyed, kamagrahagrasta, being haunted by the ghost of lusty desire, atmanam, his own self, not avabuddhyata, could understand. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaratna Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Okay, please repeat. When the she-goat, who had very nice hips, got out of the well and saw the very handsome he-goat, she desired to accept him as her husband. When she did so, many other she-goats also desired him as their husband because he had a very beautiful body structure and a nice mustache and beard and was expert in discharging semen and in the art of sexual intercourse. Therefore, just as a person haunted by a ghost exhibits madness, the best of the he-goats, attracted by many she-goats, engaged in erotic activities, and naturally forgot his real business of self-realization. Purport. The materialists are certainly very attracted by sexual intercourse. Yan maitana adi grahamedi suham hi tucham. Although one becomes a grahastha or householder to enjoy sex life to his heart's content, one is never satisfied. Such a lusty materialist is like a goat, for it is said that if a goat meant for slaughter gets the opportunity, they enjoy sex before being killed. Human beings, however, are meant for self-realization. Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam suddhye tesmat brahma saukyam tunantam. Human life is meant for realization of the self, the spirit soul within the body, dehinosmin yata dehe. The materialistic rascal does not know that he is not the body but a spirit soul within the body. However, one should understand his real position and cultivate knowledge by which to get free from bodily entanglement. Like an unfortunate person who acts madly, haunted by ghosts, a materialist haunted by the ghost of lust forgets his real business so that he can enjoy so-called happiness in bodily concept of life. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namavum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschaitya Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Maushtaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Nitamine Namacharya Padanyata Kripa Padayine Gaurakata Damadaya Nagara Gramatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Sri Gurim Dinitarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Meshwaram Kathanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet Vismrite Pritam Syat Sri Chaitanyam Namamitam. Hare Krishna. So we are discussing this pastime of Yayati and his wife. And here, Yati, being a responsible husband, he wants to give some good advice to his wife that they should stop this business of living like goats. So in Bhagavatam, goats come a few times. So the first time you encounter goat is when you have Daksha Yajna, the Leela of Daksha Yajna. Daksha becomes very proud. I'm a great man. Everybody should respect me. And that kind of pride gives him a nice gift. That gift is given by Lord Shiva. Goat head. He gets a goat head. So anybody who is very proud in this material world, they should be considered as goat. Because they have either goat head or they are completely goat. Like here, Yati is saying the story of goats. Because there is nothing to be proud of in this material world. Not this body, not the material facilities, not what this material world has to offer in the 14 planetary systems, not the position of Brahma. Nothing. There is nothing to be proud of in this material world. That's why Prabhupada says one should become pessimistic of this material world. Then only one can become optimistic about Krishna consciousness. As long as one is thinking that there is some juice, some rasa that I can extract from here, then one should simply remain here. trying to drink this juice, which is like a neem juice, very bitter juice. But there is always a promise of sugarcane juice. This is how the material world works. All the marketing in the material world is done on the base of sugarcane juice. And the product delivery is neem juice. That's how it works in the material world. You have some marketing and then you have some delivery. There is some difference between this marketing and delivery. So intelligent person understand this. Kovida, he understand this. But this different Kovida here. So because the word Kovida means intelligent. There are different types of intelligence. There is material intelligence, there is spiritual intelligence, there is Krishna conscious intelligence. So a person who has Krishna conscious intelligence, he thinks that I should use this body to catch Krishna. That this body is given, it is a bad bargain. If you don't maintain this body for one or two days, nobody can come near you also. It becomes like that. So it's a bad bargain, but still I can use this body. Manasa deho geho jokich mor arpilu tuapade nandakishore. I can use this body to catch that person who cannot be caught in these 14 planetary systems. Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido. Same word. Here also Kovida, there also Kovida. So this is Krishna conscious intelligence, that how to catch Krishna with this body. But here there is different Kovida. What Kovida? Midvamsam yava Kovidam. Midvamsam yava Kovidam means, Prabhupada has translated, that very expert in sex life. Very, very expert in sex life. And what is required for sex life? You should have mustache and beard. That's why youngsters are very interested in having mustache and beard. My son became 17, 18 years old. He has some little beard. He has some little mustache. I asked him, why you are having this mustache and beard? Prabhupada never said that people should have mustache and beard. No. Let it. So, you see, these things are there. That there is some inbuilt system which tells you, grow some little mustache, grow some little beard. You can look like a nice goat. And then you can attract many she-goats. Bhagavatam is very interesting. If you actually do some psychological analysis with Bhagavatam, you can come up with many interesting things about this material world. How this material world works. You can see that how it manifests, this material world, the lusty desires, how it manifests, how it expands. How it expands and how things work. That's why Prabhupada said, keep your head cool, shave. We are fully shaved, so that we are ready to take on to Maya. So it is very important that we remain clean shaved. We don't have this goat mentality, grow little beard, grow little mustache, now I look nice. We should not do all those things. Anyway, so the point is that Prabhupada is quoting very important words here, that what is the nature of material life. Yanmaituna adi grahame di suham hi tu cham. Kanduyanena karayo yuvadukka dukkam triptyanti neha krupana bhagudukka bhajaha bhagudukka bhajaha. Then kanduvitan manasijam vishaheta dhiraha. Prahlad is telling very nice shloka. In one shloka he actually opens up the entire material disease. That what is this material disease? The material disease is like an itching. But is this itching very important? For some people it is very important, because throughout their life they keep itching. And then what happens? Bahudukka bhajaha, bahudukka bhajaha. So it expands. The misery just expands. Bahudukka bhajaha. The moment you get attracted to a woman, or a woman gets attracted to a man, so many things have to be done. So many things have to be done. So many arrangements have to be done. Even nowadays people are saying, why to have a family? There is no need to have a family. If you have family, at least you are stuck with one woman or one man. Okay? Or you just have that one woman, one man, you try to understand few years, then you can make out how to manipulate this woman or how to manipulate this man. Something, there is some peace possible. Now people are saying, we don't want to have a family. So a woman is stuck with many men and a man is stuck with many women. It's complete mess. Bahudukka bhajaha. So much of heartbreak, so much of relationship break, so much of this break, that break. And finally, the whole human life is broken. We've got Atmaha, the killer of the soul. Because the soul is meant to use this human body as a boat to cross over the ocean of material existence. That's why this body is given. That's why it's Prahlad is saying, Kripana, Kripyanti Neha Kripana, doesn't get satisfied. Kripana means a man who does not know how to use his wealth. Simply keeps it. Like a miserly man, he has a lot of wealth. But what he does with his wealth, he simply keeps it. And then every day he goes and sees, my wealth is there or not there. He touches and sees, oh, money is there, very good, very nice. And then he closes it. He cannot spend it. He cannot use it. Kripana, miser. Same way, this body is not simply meant for touching and seeing, oh, this is nice. No. This body is meant for self-realization. That should be understood. It should not be kripana. Kripyanti neha kripana bahudukka bhajaha. So much of misery. So much of misery in this material world. And then you ask someone, how are you? He said, I am fine. My friend, my godbrother, he used to say that I am fine. I am paying so many fines. This is grasta life. I am fine means what? I am paying so many fines. This is what is grasta life. So, bhagudukka bhajaha, so much of misery. But still, the person doesn't get satisfied. Still he doesn't get satisfied. He thinks that I can do better. You can always do better. I can always do better. I can always find a better solution to my problem. I can always think better. I can always find a better solution to my problem. But the only solution is Krishna consciousness. There is no other solution. There is no other solution in this material world. Not karma, not jnana, not yoga. None of them are solution. But the only solution is Krishna consciousness. So one should take Krishna consciousness very seriously. One should understand the opportunity which is presented by Krishna consciousness. And one should take it very, very seriously. And one should get free from this entanglement of this material body. Rishabhadev is very nicely saying, na sadhu manye, na sadhu manye. Prabhupada actually very nicely translates the word na sadhu manye. Na sadhu manye is not very good. Prabhupada translates the word as, actually the spirit soul should not have accepted a material body. Actually we should not have accepted a material body. Why we should not have accepted a material body? Because this is not our nature. Our nature is that we are Sachidananda Vigraha. We are a form, we are a spiritual form, full of bliss, full of knowledge, full of eternity. And this material body, Asat, Achit and Nirananda. And the form keeps changing. You cannot have one form. Even within one lifetime, you cannot have one form. It's not possible. Like when the baby is there, you cannot remain a baby. Like Kumaras, they said, okay, we'll not grow. We'll just remain babies. Only those who did that was Kumaras. And of course, Markandeya also. He had this boon that I can always remain at 16. Very few people, like 5 people in this material world managed it. Rest all of us, even the body which we have, we cannot retain in the same shape, in the same size, in the same beauty or in the same handsomeness. We cannot retain. We cannot retain. It keeps changing. However we try, we make a lot of trial. You know, we go into this diet, we go into that diet, we do this, we do that. We do so many different things, try to maintain this body, but still fails. Shankaracharya is nicely saying, Makuru Dhanajana Yavana Garvam Harati Nimesha Kala Sarvam Maya Mayamidam Akilam Kritva. In 1 second, time factor, Krishna's time factor, he can remove everything from us. All the beauty, all the wealth, all the false ego which we have, all the greatness which we assume, oh, I am great, I am so and so, I have this power, I have this position, everything can be removed, everything can be kicked out in one second. Harati nimesha kala sarvam. In 1 second it can be kicked out. So then we should be thoughtful. We should be real kovida. We should be thoughtful. Human life is meant for being thoughtful. We should think that what do I want from my life? Having come to Krishna consciousness, what do I want from my life? It's a very important question every one of us should ask to ourselves. Because we have this opportunity, we came to Krishna consciousness, we accepted the mercy of Prabhupada, Prabhupada's mercy came to us, we also accepted it, we accepted the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we accepted the mercy of your spiritual master. So we should now think that what do I want from this life? What is this life meant to do? What should I do with this life? Simply live an ordinary life and die? Or should I make use of this life in a proper way? Should I become serious? For past 2 weeks, I was in Delhi and Chandigarh, and we were discussing pastime of Dhruva. And in the chapter, Dhruva Maharaj goes back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada writes very encouraging purports. Very, very encouraging purports, Prabhupada writes. Very beautiful and encouraging purports. Prabhupada says in one purport, what is possible for Dhruva is possible for everyone. Immediately in the next purport, he writes the same thing. What's possible for Dhruva is possible for all of us. That we should be determined that we should go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. Not in next lifetime, not after 10,000 lifetime. We should be determined. I will do everything within my power to go back to Godhead this lifetime. And what is that within my power? What is that everything I can do? That everything I can do is to simply, sincerely accept the instruction of the spiritual master. Prabhupada says in Dhruva's purport, there need be no anxiety about how to make our life perfect. One should simply focus on following the instruction of the spiritual master. So that's our austerity. Prabhupada says in those purports that we cannot do austerity like Dhruva. Dhruva's austerity, maybe many of you know, that when he went to forest, first month of his forest life, he was eating some roots and fruits once in 3 days. And the next month of his forest life, he was eating dry grass and leaves once in 6 days. And third month of his forest life, he was drinking water once in 9 days. And fourth month of his forest life, he was breathing once in 12 days. Okay? And in the fifth month, he was standing like a rock, like a column, on one leg, without moving, like this, and he was focusing on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And on the sixth month, he completely shut all the pores of his body, stopped breathing, and he could actually stop the whole universal breathing by his austerity. 6 months, the boy was there. And Prabhupada writes, we cannot do austerity like Dhruva. We cannot imagine eating fruits and berries once in 3 days. Who is ready? Whenever Ekadashi comes, we start planning Ekadashi. How to fast for Ekadashi? Big planning. How to fast for Ekadashi? Everybody make a Ekadashi menu. How to fast for Ekadashi? We are so fortunate that our austerity is simply eating, dancing and singing. This is our austerity. We don't have any other austerity. We have to accept prasadam. We have to dance in front of the deity. And we have to sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is our austerity. So we are so fortunate that our austerity level is very low. It cannot get easier than this. So we should seriously think that what we want to do, that we have proper authority. Our Prabhupada, we have proper authority of Prabhupada, we have proper purports, we have a spiritual master who is giving us proper instruction. We should seriously think that what we want to do. There are many things to get distracted in this material world. This material world offers millions of distractions. Millions of distractions. Especially in Kali Yuga, it's very strong. Even within the society of devotees, there's so much of distraction. There's no end to the amount of distraction which can be offered. In terms of puja, labha, pratishta, some profit, adoration and distinction, in terms of politics, in terms of misunderstanding, division, so many things. There's so much of distraction which is offered even within the framework of Krishna consciousness. Within the framework of Krishna consciousness. So much of distraction is there. But despite all this distraction, we should remain focused. We should remain focused in the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We should remain very focused. And how to remain focused? This is the question, that how to remain focused. How to be this dhira? Because many times this word dhira comes. That manasijam, manasijam visheheta dhiraha. So Prahlad says that one should be dhira. And here also the other verse is quoted. Dehinosmin yata dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tata dehantara praptir dhiras tatrana muhyati. The dhira. How to become the dhira? Many different instructions. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jivva vegam, udaropastha vegam, etan vegan yo visheheta dhiraha. That one should become dhira. This is the first step. This is not devotee. This is the qualification to become devotee. Being dhira means that one does not become devotee. He is just qualified to become devotee. That he is able to tolerate the urges of this material world. Tan titikshasva bharata. That one has to understand that this is how material world is. That one should actually tolerate. One should develop that tolerance. And how to develop that tolerance? In order to develop that tolerance, we need something which is more attractive than the disturbance caused by the tolerance. Krishna gives the formula, rasovarjam, rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. That we cannot just, you know, like jnanis, we cannot just say, okay, I don't want this tolerance, I don't want this disturbance, neti, I don't want this. This is wrong, this is false. Jagat mitya, this is false. What I am going through is false. It doesn't exist. The husband doesn't exist. Or the wife doesn't exist. Or even better, mother-in-law doesn't exist. Sometime, you can think like that. Oh, they don't exist. No, they all exist. They are all there. They are very much there. They exist. And they all have their personalities. And they are doing what they are doing. So one has to become careful not to be distracted from the mission of life. The mission of life is to practice Krishna consciousness sincerely and go back home, back to Godhead. This is a very important mission. We should always keep that in focus because we can get very easily distracted. As I said, many millions of distractions. So every time we get distracted, we have to ask this question, what do I want in my life? I want to get politics. Okay, politics is available. I want power. Power is available. I want some gramya katha to speak bak. Okay, available. Everything is available. I want to become goat. Available. So much facilities available to become goat. Nowadays, there is modern facility, high-tech facilities to available to become goat. It's called social media. The social media is the high-tech facility to make everybody goat. That you can take one phone or one tab and become a complete goat and be lost in it for your life. Just surfing this phone and tap, fine. You can keep doing this hours and hours, even without even understanding that I am becoming goat. That's what goat is all about. That you don't understand what happens to you. That's what being goat is all about. You feel good about it. I'm a goat. Like this goat. He is feeling good about it. I'm a goat. I'm a nice goat. I have a big mustache. I also have a big beard. So we also say, I'm a goat. I'm a nice goat. I have the most advanced phone. The fastest phone or the tab. I can get into YouTube, iTube, WellTube, whatever it is. I can get into Facebook, Facelessbook, WhatsApp, what's down. And I can get lost for my life. I can forget chanting. I can forget everything. I can keep seeing. The world has so many issues to be solved. World is full of issues. And every day some new issue is happening. That's to be solved. How to solve this issue? Spend time on internet. This is the way to solve the world issues. What you have to do? You have to spend time on internet. No. The way to solve the world issues is to simply throw all the gadgets and go to the street and do Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Take Prabhupada books, distribute to everyone. Give it to everyone. Give Prabhupada books to everyone. Chant on the roads. Take prasadam, distribute prasadam to everyone. This is the way to solve the issues of the world. Not sit on the internet and then see, what can I do? Nothing. Just waste of time. So, this world has, this material world has many opportunities to make us into an expert goat. So, Yayati, having himself become an expert goat, now he understood that he has wasted his life. So he is telling his wife that, my dear wife, I became a fool. I also made you another fool. So we lived a big foolish life. Let's stop it. He is very nicely telling his wife, let's stop it. This is the duty of the husband, that he should instruct his wife that let's stop this nonsense. And this is the same, this is the duty of every authority to instruct their dependents to stop nonsense, to become Krishna conscious. Yayati is doing it. And it's very important for the authority to do it. So the husband should understand, when a man gets married, he should understand that he has the responsibility. The responsibility to take his wife back home, back to Godhead. Not that just, okay, he has wife, and we have nice time, and after that, okay, let's just do what we are doing and just remain as we are. No. The rest of life is not some never-ending life. Once married, what is that? When I was a small boy, I used to read in the fairy tales. They lived happily ever after. No, we don't live happily ever after. Never after. Never happy. Okay. The moment you get married, there are bills to pay. Okay. So where is the happiness? There is no happiness. This mortgage, this bill to pay, that bill to pay, always calculating what to do, what not to do. But all these things should come to an end. Like Ayati is instructing his wife that let's stop this, let's go vanaprastha. Like every grahastha, we should understand. A Krishna conscious grahastha means that you should go for vanaprastha. Panchashwardvam vanam vrajet. At the age of 50, one should accept vanaprastha life. Not that I'll just remain grahastha for the rest of my life. Sometimes we may get married late. It's okay. So you get married 35, 40. So add another 25 years. So whenever you get married, add another 25 years. By the time you should be ready for vanaprastha. So that's some important message from Yayati's pastime. Stop here. We'll see some questions, comments. Yeah. Just take the mic, yeah.
So I know one devotee, by instruction of his Guru Maharaj, he went to Kurukshetra with his wife just after his marriage. And the authority under whom he was serving, he strictly said that you cannot live together. So they were separated for 2 years. So wife has saw a lot of problems. She discussed with her Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj immediately called him and he told that he should take all care of her, emotional, physical, mental. And then they left Kurukshetra, they came back to their home. So what do you say?
So the spiritual master gave good advice that husband is supposed to take all care of wife. That's true. He gave good advice. That everything should be done in time. When you enter grihastha life, okay, then the woman needs to have the husband, and the husband and wife, they need their proximity, their intimacy. That's why the purpose of marriage is to have children. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatashrava. That sex life is, Prabhupada says repeatedly, sex life is not prohibited within Krishna consciousness, but it is regulated within Krishna consciousness. It's not that there is no sex life. Mayavadis say there is no sex life. Prabhupada discusses this in Bhagavatam purport very elaborately in the first canto. Mayavadis actually have, they say that there cannot be any sex life. But Vaishnavas, they don't say that there cannot be any sex life. They understand that sex life is required, but it is required for the purpose of Krishna conscious progeny. That means you do Garbhadana Samskara, Prabhupada gave the system, they chant 50 rounds, husband and wife should chant 50 rounds, and then they should have union. They should have union in a prayerful mood so that they can bring a devotee child, and then the child can grow up. The moment there is a child, then the woman gets sufficiently distracted because they have to bring up the child. And also the man gets sufficiently distracted because he has to earn money for the child. So there is natural system of how to do these things. Okay, so those things should be applied. So when the child grows up, the first child grows up, he becomes 20, 21, he becomes responsible. Then after that, you should get out of this material life and then go for vanaprastha. And sex should be for progeny.
One more question.
Yeah.
So you said that there is a lot of distraction among devotee society also. In management, so many politics, in almost all fields there is distraction. So in that situation, just you are saying that we should peacefully chant Hare Krishna, that's all. But one who is dhira, he can chant. One who is not in the position of dhira, what he should do?
He should also chant. What he should do? He should also chant. One who is in the position of dhira, he should chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One is not in the position of dhira, what he should do? He should also chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everybody should chant. What is there? It's so easy to chant. It's not so difficult. Chanting is difficult? No, it's not difficult. It's just so easy. And everybody should eat prasadam. Is it difficult to eat prasadam?
No.
Is it difficult?
No.
No. Well, what it means that, oh, I'm not dhira, I cannot eat prasadam. I cannot eat paneer sabji because I am dhira. Is like that? No. Everybody should eat prasadam. Everybody should chant. Everybody should dance. Everybody should read Prabhupada books. It doesn't matter whether you are dhira or adhira. It doesn't matter. By reading Prabhupada books, by chanting the holy name, by taking only prasadam, Prabhupada says three austerities. In Dhruva's pastime, Prabhupada says three things as austerities that we should follow. The first austerity, Prabhupada says, we should chant 16 rounds. Second austerity, Prabhupada says, follow four regulative principles. And third austerity, Prabhupada says, you should accept only Krishna Prasada. So this is okay, this is not difficult for anybody. So they should just do it. Everybody should do it. We should not worry whether I am dhira or adhira, or I am this bhakta or that bhakta. We should not worry about all those things. I am new bhakta, I am old bhakta, I am senior devotee, I am junior devotee. Anybody, everybody should do this process. There is no There is not that someone is not not expert in Krishna consciousness, so some other process is there for him. No. For everybody the same process. Yeah. But the depth of realization somebody has depends on one's journey in Krishna consciousness. That's it. But everybody should go through the process. For everybody the process is same. And the process is the result also. Why do you chant the holy name? So that we can chant the holy name. It's not that the process is different, the result is different. Like in Karma Jnana Yoga, you have a different process, you have a different result. Yeah. So this Abhideya and Prayojana are different from each other. But in Bhakti, Abhideya is Prayojana, Prayojana is Abhideya. So there's no distinction. There's no distinction between the process and the result. So everybody should take up the process. And that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. That one who is most unqualified, he is most qualified. What is his qualification? That he is most unqualified. In Mayapur every day we sing, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Pai Beyar. So that is our qualification. That we go and stand in front of Panchatattva and then we open our heart and then we say that I am not Dhira. I am not qualified. So please give me your mercy. It's not that you can keep on saying that and then use that as an excuse to be not qualified. So when Krishna gives mercy, also accept it. Yeah? It's okay?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for a very inspiring class. It's really, every word is makes sense for us. So as you were saying, we can tolerate all urges and we can focus on preaching. And you said every authority is to instruct someone to become serious in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes the authority becomes an impediment to become serious in Krishna consciousness. And in the name of something, they also something prohibiting or preaching. So how to take the authority at that time?
So Dhruva's pastime is very good because the first thing which you understand from Dhruva's pastime is principle of authority. Okay. The first thing you understand from Dhruva's pastime, okay? The first part of Dhruva's pastime is very strong on how to handle authority within Krishna consciousness. This is like a big management lesson because there are kings, there are princes and there are queens. So that means there is immediately management, okay? So Dhruva's pastime can be studied from different angles, and one of the interesting angle to study Dhruva's pastime is purely from management perspective. How to manage a spiritual organization with multiple authorities. Okay, so now you see the topmost authority, at least the authority in that pastime, is Uttanapad. Okay, and that authority is compromised. Okay, because he cannot think properly. He is not Dhira. He cannot think properly. He is biased by his second wife, Suruchi. Okay, Suniti is his first wife. So he already ignored her. Okay, and Dhruva, he is the subordinate. Okay. So he is coming and he is claiming something very simple, that I want to sit on my father's lap, which is not something very extraordinary for a child. He is just saying, I want to sit on my father's lap. Okay. So then Suruchi is, she is very heavy, because Suruchi is also an authority, because she is like mother for Dhruva. So wife is not an authority, but mother is an authority. Okay. So she is like an authority for Dhruva. So she is like a completely messed up authority. Okay. So what she said tells Dhruva, that you cannot sit in your father's lap. You don't have right to sit here. You better go. You pray to Supreme Personality of Godhead. You die. You leave this body. You take one more birth. You get into my womb. And then you come out. Then you can sit in your father's lap. In this lifetime, this is denied for you. Very heavy. And then Dhruva becomes very angry. He goes to his mother, who is second authority. Okay. Now for Suniti and Suruchi, the authority is Uttanapad. Okay, for both of them, because they are wives, no? So for both of them, the authority is Uttanapad. So she goes to his second authority, who is his mother, and then he is saying that, see, my stepmother is saying like this, my father is also keeping quiet. Now what to do? I am so angry. I cannot tolerate this. I have to rectify this situation, come what may. Do you know what is the first advice Suniti gave to Dhruva? The first advice Suniti gave to Dhruva, it should be read very carefully, that how to, especially it's a big management lesson. How to manage a spiritual organization, you should be very careful, it should be read. The first advice she gave was that she said that don't wish inauspicious for others. Because those who wish inauspiciousness for others will get inauspiciousness. This is the first advice she gave. That even though her own authority was compromised and her subordinate was coming to her and complaining to her about her authority, the first thing she told her subordinate was that don't wish anything inauspicious for our common authority. Okay? So this is the basis on which she started. It's not that she was not disturbed. She was also disturbed. It's not that she was just completely like Nirmat Saranam Satam. She was not in that platform. And the way it is described in Bhagavatam, you can see she became like a dried leaf which was on fire. She was so much disturbed by the mistreatment of her son. But still, she had the sense, she was a dhira, that she got disturbed, but she tolerated the disturbance. And then she gave the right advice to her son. And she did not stop there. She did not tell his son, okay, now we cannot do anything. You just keep quiet. I also keep quiet. What to do? This is our fate. No, she was also a fighter. She was also a fighter. She told her son that whatever your stepmother told you, this is the right path. If you want to solve your problem, go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he can solve your problem. And the advice she gave to Dhruva is really worth studying each and every shloka so deeply, the advice she gave to Dhruva. So she actually showed how an intermediate authority should work in a spiritual organization. Because she had some problem from top, she had some problem from bottom. Okay? She could have easily told Dhruva, your father is a useless guy, I don't know why he got married to me, I don't know why my father got him married to me. Such a big mistake. He is always behind that woman. That woman is another useless character. She could have told all these things not to Dhruva. She always keeps blabbering about me. Okay? What you should do is that you should collect your own army, overthrow your father, put him in the jail, kill this woman, and also kill your brother, become the king. That's what you should do. She could have given that advice to him, right? She did not give that advice to him. She did not give that advice to him. So, you know, from Dhruva's pastime, we can understand what is the proper way to behave like an authority in Krishna consciousness. And what happens when the authority is improper. Dhruva had an authority which was proper, which was his mother, and then he went to Vaikuntha. Suruchi had an authority, her husband was improper, she was burnt in forest fire. That is the difference between having a proper authority and improper authority. That's another lesson we get from the pastime. That being a proper authority in spiritual life is so important. If we are an authority, we should be a proper authority. If you're not an authority, it's okay. But if you're an authority, we should be a proper authority. So, what we learn from Suniti's pastime or Suniti's behavior, okay, in that pastime, is that how to adjust the situation where the authority above you is not proper, but at the same time you have to motivate somebody who is below you. She motivated Dhruva in such a way that actually he was able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead in 6 months. And she was the main reason for that. That's why she went to Vaikuntha also. She went to Vaikuntha before Dhruva. So both of them were benefited by that motivation. Because she was properly situated as an authority, irrespective of what happened on top. On her top, there was some problem. Okay? So irrespective of that problem, because she was properly situated, because she was a dhira, because she was focused, then she went to Vaikuntha, she also delivered the Supreme Personality of Godhead to her son. It's an important thing. We should meditate on this. When we meditate on this, then we can. It opens up a whole set of things as to how to handle the position of authority within a spiritual organization like ISKCON.
Okay, nice point. Although Suniti was in the bad authority, but she could able to give good advice to her son. So what was reason, what made her to speak like that, although he's under the bad husband or bad authority?
Because she was properly situated. That's what I'm saying. The irrespective of whether your authority is good or not, if you are properly situated, you can always do something substantial. That's the most important thing you should understand. Because you have a perfect authority. Everybody has a perfect authority. What is that, Prabhupada? Okay? So you have a perfect authority. Okay? In between, if there is some disturbance, but still, if you are properly situated, you will be able to contribute something substantial to the movement. That's what Suniti's behavior shows. That her authority was not proper, but she had faith in the top authority, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she picked up. She picked up that advice from her what there is problem on top, what there is problem on bottom. You be properly situated. And properly situated means not be undisturbed. That even if you are disturbed, you come to proper situation. After the disturbance, you come to understand what is right and what is wrong. And then act properly. Then you can always contribute substantial. It's a very important management principle. Because not always everything will be perfect. We are not in a perfect situation. So always there will be some imperfection or other, even within the so-called perfect organization. Because there are devotees and there are anarthas. And everybody is going through anartha nivritti in a common way. So there is going to be disturbance. So in spite of disturbance, those devotees who are able to be properly situated, they will be able to contribute something substantial to the movement. Yeah. Okay, let's stop here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kanatraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.